thought a lot about, I've got a main story of delay in my life that I've experienced. And as I thought about those stories and I reflected on them, a couple of them really stand out in my life. And one of them, well, first of all, I just want to tell you that if you ever have to grow up across from a Franciscan friary, I tell you what, it's going to challenge you. It's going to challenge you. You know, priests like Father Jude Billy, some of you did. But I want to tell you a story about when I grew up as a young boy right here in Cheat Lake, in the Cheat Lake area. And actually moved to Tyrone Road and across from the Good Council Friary when I was 2 years old. So, you know, I watched the Cheat Lake area grow. There was nothing out. It just was the boonies. We lived out in the country. And back in 1965, a young priest by the name of Father Jude Miller came to the friary. He was from Boston. He was going to have a potty. I thought a potty was something that a baby made. That's another story. But at any rate, Father Jude had just come back from Rome, actually, where he studied moral theology. And he was on fire. You talk about the Holy Spirit. Man, I just wish I could have 1% of the Holy Spirit that Father Jude really had. And so I'm exposed to this guy, you know, not just Father Jude, but at that time there were five priests and two brothers at the friary. And you know, we played ball together and we sang kumbayas, you know. And my spiritual life started to grow. I mean, I was a cradle Catholic. I was baptized in the Catholic Church and went to Mass every Sunday. I can honestly stand here and say that I had to miss Mass twice when I was in Honduras on a mission trip because we didn't have accessibility to Mass. But before that, in my life, I probably missed Mass twice in my whole life. Always been to Mass, but I didn't have a clue. Clue, you know. I was searching, and just like you guys, you know, life was a challenge. I don't think it's any more of a challenge today than it was when I was a kid, or when Mr. McBride was a kid. You know, there's always challenges in our lives, and you know, I was all about me. I have to be honest. It was all about me. I lived my life for me. You know, I didn't even live my life for my life for me. And I had this exposure. I had this background. Your history's built, you know? You know that? You realize that? You're building your history. You're creating your history today, right here. We create our history. And so at the friary, there was this Sunday morning group who came to the friary for Sunday Mass. And then there was this other group, of charismatic people who had a Tuesday night prayer meeting. And the two never crossed, well, with the exception of some. Barely did the two cross because they were like different. They were probably saying those people were like different, you know. But I was always seeking. You know, I mean, this is the honest truth. I played priest as a kid. Did any of you play church at home? Or did you ever play church? Sarah's shaking her head. Yeah. We played church at home all the time. My two sisters and I, we did. We had Mass all the time, you know. And then my life went nuts, you know. I got into high school and, you know, I had to fit in. I felt like I had to fit in. And you know, I wasn't real coordinated, so I wasn't too great at sports. I made really good grades in school. You know, and that kind of throws you out, too. Because, like, when you're too smart, people don't like you. And if you're... I don't know. It was just really strange. I was, like, in between. I didn't know how to fit in. So I had to try and fit in with the crowd. So, you know, started drinking and partying and doing all those kinds of things. And I never felt right about it. But I wanted to fit in really bad. I wanted to be part of the group, you know. Well, life went on, and challenges increased. I made a lot of decisions in my life, and but the funny part about it is, it never led me away from church. And never, to this day, I can't put my finger on that. Well, yeah, I can. It was the Lord. The Lord was watching over me, you know. And so I'm growing in this faith community, and I'm still, you know, those Tuesday night people are still strange. You know, we're the 8 o'clock Sunday morning people. You know, we got it all together. We know what Mass is all about, and we know what Jesus is all about, and everything. And then they're like, they're charismatic, and something kept calling me in that direction. And so, one time I heard there was going to be a healing mass. I don't know if any of you have ever been to a healing mass. Any of the adults ever been to a healing mass?
Yeah.
They're wonderful. Okay, so I said, okay, I'm totally gone on what my parents said. Because I never really experienced that other group. It was my parents that thought, and I don't think they did either. That was the sad part. You know, we get misled. No offense, parents. But even by our parents sometimes. Out of love. It's out of love. They care about us, so they want to lead us in the right direction. And my parents were leading me away from something that I was called to. That was the direction that God was calling me in. You know? There was nothing strange about that group. And there was nothing strange about our group. We just praise the Lord in a different way. Not really in a different way. Not even a different way. So, at any rate, I decided, okay, I got to go experience this for myself, you know. And so I went to this healing mass. And kind of sit in the back row. I was really Catholic then. You know, Catholics always sit in the back row. And come in and sit in the back row. And something really strange started. You know, these people started going up to the altar and started getting prayed over. You know? Well, here I am. You know, I was like probably in my early 30s at that time. Had a family. Great wife. Couple of kids at that time. Three probably, actually. And it's funny. I remember what I was wearing that night. I don't know why. But I remember what I had on even. Because it's so vivid in my memory. And I watched these people go up. And, oh, I have to tell you something. See, I have arthritis. Okay? You know, it's hard to move and stuff like this. So I really needed healing, you know. So I was there for a purpose. And I watched these people go up to the altar and be prayed over. And the strangest thing, they're not falling over. Like, what in the world? These people are strange. You know, they're like falling down. What is this? And I said, well, I said, I guess the only way you can find out is to experience it. Because I needed healing. I mean, I needed healing for a lot of reasons. You know, I wasn't even thinking about those reasons, all of them at that time. But, so I went out. You know, it took a lot of courage. It took a lot of courage, you know. Because I had, for years, this stereotype had been building up about what this was, you know. And so that's the way I portrayed it. That's the way I portrayed it. You know, I wasn't open. And so I started to open myself up. And I went up, and the person asked me, they said, what do you want us to pray? What kind of healing do you want us to pray for? And I told him I wanted to be rid of my arthritis. And these people started praying over me. And I was flat out crying. I mean, tears were running down my eyes. And you'll never guess what happened then. I rested in the spirit. You know? The person who thought this was all nuts. I rested in the Spirit. I'll never forget that day. You talk about new life. That's new life. I got up. My life's never been the same since that. I was never in the journey before that. I was just there. I just beamed. From that time on, you know, my prayer life changed. The way I felt changed. You know, my arthritis didn't go away, but I had treatment, medication, and it's all manageable, you know? It's all manageable. But my life started to grow. You know? All this stuff that I thought was just phony, and all these perceptions that I had, got washed away. Got washed away that night. And I said, I want more of this. I want more of it. And I kept growing in the Lord. And I kept inviting Him more and more into my life, more and more into everything that I did. You know, I started to pray. I started to read. I never read Scripture before that. Shoot, I couldn't even tell you that there was 3 readings in Mass. And I'd go to Mass every week. For 30 years, I'd been to Mass every week, you know. In a timely manner, I received my baptism and my reconciliation and my first communion. Went to communion every week. Didn't get it. And I was totally missing it. Totally missing it. But after that day, I started getting it. Just a little bit at a time. The Lord started speaking to me. Started drawing me closer. Drawing me closer. You know? And I had to say yes. It took a lot of courage that day for me to say yes. And now, what do I pray for every day? All the time. I pray for courage. I pray for that courage to not perceive what the outcome is going to be. You know, don't we always tell ourselves what the outcome is going to be in our life? I can't go take that class because if I take that class, that means I won't be able to get this, that class, and that class. You know? I can't listen to what mom and dad say about not talking to that person. Because if I do, my parents won't, or my peers won't talk. You know? We perceive everything in our life. That's not turning over. That's not surrender. You know? And then I started staring at that. And now I spend hours, total silence, just staring at the crucifix. Just staring at the crucifix. Saying, Lord, speak. And He's speaking to me loud and clear. He's saying, look at me. I gave everything I had. Everything I had. They beat the crap out of me. They spit on me. They kicked me. And what did I say? I said nothing. I love the Stations of the Cross. Because there's something great that Mary did. Mary and Mary Magdalene at the 13th station. Jesus died. And they never gave up their religious customs. How often do we, how close was I in my life to never having the opportunity for new life that I experienced? Just because I wasn't open. And now, that's my prayer when I start. Jesus says, I've done it all for you. And look what the result was. What was the result? What's the result of that? Tell me. There's a multitude of things. What's the result? Stare at that. I just want everybody in here. I want you to stare at that crucifix for just a couple of minutes. Just stare at Christ on the cross. message was so clear. It came to me so clear. What did he say? What was he saying? Surrender. Just give it up. For who? Something amazed me when I started to read the Gospels, and I saw the Gospels from a completely different light. I started reading in all these Gospel stories, what did Jesus do? He always prayed to his Father. Jesus never ever took the claim for anything that he did. He did it all on his Father's behalf. He was the model. He was our model. How far do we have to go? I love it. I train extraordinary ministers for the community. And I ask them. I ask them sincerely. I say, would you be willing to die for your faith? And they kind of look at me strange first. And they say, well, that's really not what it means. And I look at them and say, yeah, it is. That's what it means. That's the message. Would you be willing to die for your faith? And why wouldn't you? Because that's what new life's all about. What did Christ do? He rose. New life. He showed us what new life is. And he did it all in the name of his Father. He never said a word. How many times do you talk back to your parents when they ask you to do something? They beat the crap out of him, and he never said a word. And they're loving you to death, and you're challenging. I was there when that was the same way. You know what? It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. You got to give it all. You got to give it all. You know, what's a hunt? How many people in here think you're going to live to be 100 years old? Let's say you do live to be 100. How does 100 compare to eternity? Not even this fact.
Definitely everybody here would live to be 100 because even if they pass away before that, they live longer with God.
What's that?
They would live for eternity with God.
Well, all we have to do is say yes. All we have to do is surrender in our lives. See, I don't get it every day. You know, I try. Because I know now. It came to me. You know, I opened myself up to new life. I opened myself up for the opportunity for God to take over. And I said, you know, wow. How could anything be easier in life than to let somebody else take care of it for me? That's what he's there for. He's there to take care of it. He's taking care of my life every day. Things are getting better all the time. I can't believe it. You know, I used to lose sleep at night because I was worried about my job, my family, and all those things. Not now. I lay my head on the pillow and I go to sleep. And I sleep with peace. I have peace. That's the peace. When the bishop says, peace be with you, that's the peace he's talking about. That's the peace that Jesus offers us. New life. I said to you all at the beginning of today, and I've been saying it to you for weeks. I said, you've got to have an open heart and have an open mind. Okay? Really hard. Because you know what? We are loving people. And we're smart people too. And these great IQs. You know? We study and learn. We get so smart. Calls us back and says, wait a minute. That's not what it's about. Those things are important, don't get me wrong. But only for Him. When we do it for our behalf, we're missing it. It's going to be 100 years then, or 70, or 50, or 40, or 30, or whatever. You know? That's all it's going to be. It's going to be limited. When we surrender to Him, it's forever. It's forever. And that's the peace. I want for each and every one of you, and for everybody in this room. I want you to experience that peace. Yeah. And it's really not as hard as you think. It's like that day when I went to the healing mass, and I said, I surrender. I've got the courage. I surrender. It changed my life forever. Jesus Christ can give you new life forever. And I beg you, let today be the day.